WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge saying he strongly suspects that the Trump administration deported a two-year-old United States citizen with no meaningful process. On Air Force One, flying to Rome, President Trump asked about the arrests of two judges involved in immigration cases.
These are judges that just want to, you know, show how big and important they are. They're local federal judges, and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people that we want to get out of the country, and the courts are holding us back.
Disgraced Congressman George Santos sentenced to prison. Santos sobbing when he heard how long he'll be behind bars. Over 7 years. He pleaded guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. The coffin of Pope Francis has been closed. Next, the solemn funeral. It begins at 10 a.m. local, which is 4 a.m. Eastern. Dignitaries from around the world are there. This is ABC News. A strong 6.3 magnitude earthquake shook Ecuador's Pacific coast. The man accused of killing a UnitedHealthcare CEO in New York late last year has entered a new not guilty plea to federal charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the death penalty is on the table for Luigi Mangione.
The defense attorney, Karen Friedman-Ignifilo, said that she would seek to try only the federal case because the death penalty is at stake, and try to make the state case that charges him with murder and terrorism offenses go away. This is a long process. Mangione's not due back in federal court until December. And in the meantime, the defense is going to try and get the death penalty off the table. We'll see how successful they are.
The judge said she would set a trial date sometime in 2026. Thousands of people gathering in New Mexico for a celebration showcasing Native American and indigenous dancers, musicians, and artisans. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers pick another receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where it's day three of the NFL draft wrapping up today. Last night, the Packers added two more players, an offensive lineman from NC State, Anthony Belton, 6'6", 336 pounds, and a 6'4" wide receiver from TCU, Savion Williams. I asked Williams why his college coach had him line up in the Wildcat, run options, and even threw a touchdown.
I played quarterback in high school. I played quarterback my whole life. So I think them moving me in the backfield, doing all that, I think that just came from that, just having the ball in my hand right now and just moving around and doing things like that.
Baseball. Brewers and the Cardinals playing again in St. Louis. Last night, the Crew losing 3-2. NBA playoffs. The Bucks with a win over the Pacers in Milwaukee, 117-101.
I think tonight it was like we came with the right mentality. You know, collectively, everybody was up and into the ball. We didn't just let things happen.
That's the Bucks' Dame Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features' Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. While he plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church, Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a nice day with a high in the low 60s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, maybe a shower late, high upper 50s to 60. There could be some strong storms Monday.
Current temp is 30.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the entire draft for the Green Bay Packers and also major things ahead for Congress, including the future of Medicaid. Your calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third and final hour of today's program, this week's program. Apple says that they are going to be moving out of China, or at least some of their production, specifically their iPhone production. This is interesting. You would think, oh boy, they're bringing them back to the United States. They're going to make things here. No, not so much. They sell 60 million iPhones every year in the United States, but right now they're making them in China, and they have mostly Foxconn, which is a Chinese company. But increasingly, Apple is a company that doesn't actually make things. They license, essentially. I mean, you know, they hire a third party to actually make the things. Foxconn actually makes our phones, by and large. And if they move to India, it'll probably be Tata Electronics, which is a giant, you know, an Indian electronics giant. Right now, the tariffs to India are paused. They were 26% because the Indian government, which Trump is fond of, because, you know, Modi is a bit of an authoritarian himself. And although not as much as Xi, but certainly more than Trump. But this is, you know, it's so much for Donald Trump's, we're going to bring him back home. Yeah. The USA only accounts for a little over a quarter of Apple's global iPhone shipments, 28% last year of their 232.1 million global iPhones sold. Wow. Good work if you can get it. And our geeky science for the week, for the day, this is fascinating. This is from the Times of London. This is British news. This is not American news. Research into whether the sun could be dimmed to combat global warming will be given the go-ahead by the British government within weeks, and £50 million is expected to be spent on experiments and analysis. They're talking about spraying aerosolized particles high in the atmosphere. This is based on natural experiments. For example, when Mount Pinatubo blew some years ago, there was an entire year where, crops failed and things because the summer just never really got going. We had, and there was, you know, there was one of these back, the little ice age back in the 1700s, as I recall, which again was caused by a volcanic eruption. The volcanic eruption throwing all this particulate matter, particularly sulfur compounds, into the upper atmosphere, where they reflect the sunlight of the sun away from the Earth, you know, back out into space, and thus it never gets through, and so the planet cools down. This is called geoengineering. They're also looking at what they call marine cloud brightening. That's putting sea salt, ocean water, into the atmosphere, because the salt itself will form little white salt crystals, and they will reflect the sunlight back. Another option that they're looking at is thinning out cirrus clouds, which trap heat in the Earth. Cirrus are the real high, kind of very thin clouds. by basically seeding them with something. I mean, they used to use iodine compounds. The dangers are substantial. I mean, they could disrupt global weather patterns. In fact, it's almost certain that they will. They're just betting that the disruption is going to be a favorable one. There could be negative impacts on agriculture as a result of altered sunlight and rainfall. There are potential health risks if the stuff that they're spraying into the upper atmosphere gets into our lungs, you know, or into our ecosystems. Salt, for example, is, you know, for the spraying seawater water up there, salt is not something that is generally, like, good for soil, for example. I mean, you know, the old biblical idea of, you know, salt the earth to make it so that, you know, nobody can grow anything for generations on that land. And then there is the ethical and governmental challenges related to unilateral climate interventions, one country doing it without considering the impact it'll have on other countries. One of the scientists at The Guardian interviewed about this said this is like treating cancer with aspirin. You're not dealing with the cause. You're dealing with the symptoms. Yes, you may have a headache from your cancer, but you don't treat the cancer with an aspirin. You treat the headache with the aspirin, but you don't treat the cancer. You treat the cancer by, you know, chemo or surgery or whatever, but in the case of this metaphor. And increasingly what we're seeing, and I saw this, Lila Connors and Leo DiCaprio and George DiCaprio and Earl Katz and I made a series of movies, four short movies that are on YouTube, and then one feature-length movie, Ice on Fire, that it was in theaters. And I'm in all of them and wrote large chunks of them, and Leo is in all of them, Leonardo, about climate change. And in fact, he made two additional movies that I'm in on climate change that I didn't play as large a role in. The 11th Hour was the first one. And for one of those movies, we went over to Germany. We were up in Svalbard, Norway. We were in Costa Rica. We went over to Germany and Switzerland. And we visited a facility where they were running these giant, they look like, you know, giant air conditioning units. But what they were doing was capturing carbon out of the air. But they were using electricity to do it. It was, you know, it was a very expensive process. But one of the things I learned when we got back and I started really digging into this was that the major advocates for carbon capture and storage are the fossil fuel companies. Because, you know, you got a choice, right? You can either cut out the cancer or you can treat the headache with the aspirin, right? And the fossil fuel companies, being the cancer, don't want to get cut out. And so they're like, well, you know, if it's too warm, we can just spray this stuff into the upper atmosphere and everything will be good. So anyway, the best of those movies, by the way, that you can see for free on YouTube, and I encourage you to check it out. It's only 11 minutes long. It's called Last Hours. And just go over to YouTube and plug in Last Hours and Hartman and DiCaprio. And it'll pop right up and it'll blow your mind. Anyhow, 13 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Any, whatever topic you want to talk about. Normally we just kind of screen for the topics of the day, as it were. But Friday is our anything day. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, this one has kind of been a topic for today and yesterday, et cetera. It's about autism and why the number of cases seems to be rising and have been rising. While there are certainly things to be looked at, that they, you know, possibly the whole actual number of cases has gone up, a large part of it has to do with diagnostic criteria having changed so that more of things that used to not be considered autism are now considered autism. So, exactly. Of course, the people that have those, yeah.
Exactly.
So
same thing with ADHD.
Analogy.
I mean, I've written 7 books on ADHD and started, my first book was published in 1994, and I've seen the same thing. I mean, you know, it's like if you do better screening, you find more people. It doesn't mean that there's a sudden epidemic.
Well, yeah, kind of the reverse of that was during COVID when Codename Krasnov was saying, you know, if we don't test as many people, we won't find as many cases, and our numbers will improve.
Exactly.
You remember that?
I do remember. A sad moment.
But
kind of the
reverse of that. But anyway, I have a little analogy I came up with on a political forum last week that I think you might appreciate. And if instead of people with autism, we talk about whole numbers, counting numbers, 1, 2, 3, you know, the numbers we use to count things with. And there's an infinite number of those. And we notice that a lot of them, if you divide them by 2, you come out with another whole number. And we call that being even. But we notice that some numbers, they don't work that way. It's kind of odd that they don't work that way. There's something odd about them. And we could call that oddism. So there are some numbers that are oddistic. And if we notice that, say, the number 3 exhibits that, because if you divide it by 2, you get 1.5, not another whole number.
Correct.
So, and then we noticed that any number that ends in 3, if we take all of the Arabic numerals that make up the decimal Arabic numerals, or if we wanted to put it another way, decimal numerals that are Arabic or DNA in the digenome of the whole of all of the digits of the number, if the last one is 3, then that number is also oddistic.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. And then later we find out that 7 is also the same way. And then the total number the percentage of numbers 13. That exhibit oddism have gone up from 10% to 20%.
There you go.
So we got this skyrocketing
CJ, I love epidemic. I got to tell you, years ago, a decade and a half ago or thereabouts, maybe a little longer, I was invited to keynote the Mensa Society in Los Angeles. And I had tried to get into Mensa back when I was a teenager, but it didn't quite make it. My brother has been in Mensa for years and years, but my brother Steve. And but they invited me, and I told them how I couldn't pass their test. But it was like the whole room was full of people. I felt just like me. You know, I mean, I'm guessing half the people in that room were Aspies. You know, were on the autistic spectrum. You know, just really kind of geeky, wonderful people. And I felt so at home, and and just to have Bob Kennedy come out and just trash talk autistic people just infuriates me. I don't know how to say it beyond that. Yeah. And so, anyhow, CJ, thanks for the oddism. That was a good one. I like that. Thank you. Nothing like a little math on a Friday afternoon, right? Or Friday morning here on the West Coast. 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend as we roll into the weekend. Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, 2 separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I walked in the door, they said, watch what you say. But I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. Strong man, treat them like fools. Break the laws, just change the game. When you're on the refs, you don't feel no shame.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Susan in St. Charles, Missouri. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
My question to you today is, I don't know if you've heard about it yet, but the latest insane executive order was signed yesterday by Trump, who I believe is a tool for Project 2025, regarding him ordering his personal DOJ to investigate Act Blue.
Right.
Now, Act Blue is our, you know, grassroots Democratic funding, campaign funders, who I have always, even on my limited income, have always donated to.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothers me because he's got so many law firms that have bent to his will that is it going to break Act Blue because they can't afford the attorney fees, you know.
Oh,
that
ActBlue
Trump
is
will be getting.
Is flush in cash, Susan. You know, they raised $1 billion last year. They asked for a 10% tip. I'm guessing that probably on average they're getting 1 or 2%, but even 1% of $1 billion is $10 million, if I'm doing my math right.
Okay.
I'm terrible doing math in my head.
Right.
I think I don't think they're going to have a problem other than, you know, if the Trump administration can find some, you know, incorrect things that fell through the cracks over there and nail them. You know, then somebody else is probably going to have to reinvent, you know, ActBlue somehow else. But
right,
it's just harassment.
Well, I've always, it is, and that's what, like I say, Trump is not smart enough to do half of the things that he has ordered. It's Project 2025 running the show.
Yep, and Stephen.
And then
Miller.
One other point. Yes, exactly. And one other point, and this is my opinion. David Hogg is receiving some flack from the DNC president because he wants to put money into primaries of incumbent Democrats.
Correct.
Well, I believe that we do need to get some new people in there. You know, a senator or a congressman that was voted in when they were, like, say, 40, 30, 40 years old, they're 90 now. You know, we need new blood.
Well, it's not just that, Susan. I mean, you know, let's be clear. I heard a great and lengthy interview with David Hogg about this last week. He is not saying just because you're old, he doesn't want you in there. He's not going after Nancy Pelosi,
exactly.
And she's in her 80s. He's not going after Bernie. He's 83. He's going after the people that he calls ineffective. And I would argue that those are probably the corporate Dems, you know, the Jared Goldens. I mean, that's who, Jerry Crawley, was that his name? Crawley was the last name. It was the guy that was the number three Democrat in the party, you know, in the House when AOC knocked him out. And, you know, that's the kind of person that they want to go after. And I fully support that, frankly. And
Me too.
Go ahead.
I do too, Tom. I completely support that because obviously from this last election result, they are not getting their point across to Democrats who have never even thought about voting for a Republican.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was Joe Crowley, actually, now that I think about it. Susan, thank you for the call and thanks for listening to us there in Missouri. I appreciate it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend right after this. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the rest of us. And we'll be right back with you. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge saying he strongly suspects that the Trump administration deported a 2-year-old United States citizen with no meaningful process. On Air Force One, flying to Rome, President Trump asked about the arrests of two judges involved in immigration cases.
These are judges that just want to, you know, show how big and important they are. They're local federal judges, and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people that we want to get out of the country, and the courts are holding us back.
Disgraced Congressman George Santos sentenced to prison. Santos sobbing when he heard how long he'll be behind bars. Over 7 years. He pleaded guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. The coffin of Pope Francis has been closed. Next, the solemn funeral. It begins at 10 a.m. local, which is 4 a.m. Eastern. Dignitaries from around the world are there. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers pick another receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where it's day 3 of the NFL draft wrapping up today. Last night, the Packers added 2 more players, an offensive lineman from NC State, Anthony Belton, 6'6", 336 pounds, and a 6'4" wide receiver from TCU, Savion Williams. I asked Williams why his college coach had him line up in the Wildcat, run options, and even threw a touchdown.
I played quarterback in high school. I played quarterback my whole life. So I think them moving me in the backfield, doing all that, I think that just came from that, just having the ball in my hand right now and just moving around and doing things like that.
Baseball. Brewers and the Cardinals playing again in St. Louis. Last night, the Crew losing 3-2. NBA playoffs. The Bucks with a win over the Pacers in Milwaukee, 117-101.
I think tonight it was like we came with the right mentality. You know, collectively, everybody was up and into the ball. We didn't just let things happen.
That's the Bucks' day. Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a nice day with a high in the low 60s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, maybe a shower late, high upper 50s to 60. There could be some strong storms Monday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Civic Media.
2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but if you want 25% off your entire purchase and you want to check this incredible stuff out, go to cbdistillery.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. No tanks roll down the main street. No fire in the sky above. Just silence from the leaders as they strangle all we love. Democracy. To silence thought, they punish those who speak.
36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Sue in Frankfort, Illinois. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Hey there, can you hear me?
Just fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, I heard something earlier about someone saying, you know, call your representatives, and of course, I've been reaching out to Jonathan Jackson, he's my rep, and Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin. And I do get responses, which is great. I'm really glad I'm able to, you know, let them know my concerns. But I also thought, you know, what the heck, I'm going to call a representative from Illinois by the name of Darren LaHood. He is kind of southwest of here, maybe mid-Illinois. Now, I'm not in his precinct or whatever you call that.
District, yeah. Is he a Republican?
He's a Republican. Mm-hmm. And so I get their office, I get a live person, and I say, you know, I have some concerns I'd like to share. And they say, well, what's your zip code? And I tell them, and they, oh, you're not in our, you know, our area, so we, you know, we just can't take your concern. And I'm like, really? You represent just that little bit of Illinois, not all of Illinois. So, yeah, that was kind of very, you know, discouraging.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know.
Mark Pocan on this program on Wednesday, I think it was, somebody called about this, and he said that for his office, they've just got, you know, like two or three people that deal with all the constituent stuff. I mean, the budgets for Congress are not that large, unless you're like the Speaker of the House or something. And so he can only respond to people in his district. I mean, he'll try to reach out to people who reach out and say, I heard you on the program. He kind of makes an exception for that. But by and large, he, you know, because he said he had like 12,000, you know, inquiries a month. Maybe it was 17,000. It was a lot. And
so I
get it. I don't think you can criticize him for that. If he was on a major committee, you know, if he was the chairman of a committee who oversaw something that has national import, then I think you could make an argument that he represents more than just, you know, his district in Illinois. But
yeah, well, I just found it interesting that their response was first, what's your zip code?
Yeah.
And, you know, they weren't even interested in what my concern was. But,
yeah,
you know, luckily, you know, Jonathan Jackson's office was very responsive, you know, said, you know, I was able to talk to a live person, which was awesome, you mm-hmm. know, not just an email or, you know, so forth. But anyway, that was just something I was, you know, a little concerned about. And
interesting,
but
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Suze, thank you for the report from the field. I appreciate it. From Frankfort, Illinois. Thank you so much. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk to you about the autism thing.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's a teacher, and she's very concerned about this with students because she said she has told parents in the past that, you know, this isn't tracked. It will not, you know, harm your child. And now he wants to start, Kennedy wants to start a national register
right.
of autism people and get into their medical records.
Yep. Excuse me.
And,
yes. I think it's very dangerous.
Yes, it is. It sounds like...
In fact, this is the early stages
of... Hitler 101.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is the early stages of eugenics.
Right.
Which Hitler
but
got
I
from
have
us.
To tell you a funny story. My husband passed away this past year. And my daughter said to him one time, Dad, you know, I think you could be autistic or, you know, on the spectrum of ADHD. And he said, when he passed, he was 80 years old, and this was a few years ago. And he said, you know, honey, when I went to school, they just called you lazy and stupid.
Yeah.
And we just laughed because they just said, try harder. You're not trying. You're not focusing, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's just... It's just ridiculous. I also have to just say that I saw you in Illinois here for a book signing this past year, and I met a woman there, and she happens to live really close to me, and now she just contacted me. We became friends through you.
Sweet.
And I'm really excited because she just let me know, and I've been invited to an Invisible new chapter
mm-hmm.
in Barrington, Illinois, that they're starting, and I'm really excited about it.
Very
and
cool.
Mimi and I are going to meet, and I've been to their rallies, and I've been to the 50-51. I was at the last one with 50-51. And I'm 75 years old, and I'm just keep trying. Keep trying. It's very discouraging. I have two daughters, and, you know, I mean, they're coming after women. They're coming after everybody. If you're not a white male, you're, you know, this save
a white Christian
thing has
man.
Really bothered me.
Yeah.
Right. And this save thing has really bothered me about, you know, you change your name when you got married and now you might have trouble registering to vote.
Mm.
It's just a very scary time. I just want to tell you, I really appreciate how you stand up for it. I listen to John Fugelsang, too. He's a delight and gives really good ideas and encourages me.
Yeah, John,
so keep up
John's
the great
genius.
Work. I really appreciate it. And thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Linda. I appreciate your kind words.
You're welcome.
And spot on.
Thank you.
Thank you. From Linda in Illinois to Linda in California in Palo Centro. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hi, it's Palo Cedro. Hi, out there in the bushes of California.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I just want to say this morning's news about Judge Dugan, that is a big deal, the Milwaukee judge that was arrested by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
I hope your listeners will pay attention to that.
She used to be the director of Catholic Charities, I think, and she also was a public defender. I mean, she has a long record of good humanitarian work. And, you know, so it doesn't surprise me that they would go after her.
Yeah, well, blocking the deportation of people without due process, in my mind and in the legal profession, I'm sure, is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And here we are. The FBI is being used to target these judges who go against Trump's so-called takeover of our country. What I'm calling about is the FCC, delete, delete, delete. And that's, if you put that in, you'll be able to go straight to it. They're asking for information from the public on how they feel about lifting the cap on ownership of broadcast networks, which in my mind is a takeover of our media. So we end up with something similar to the Russian media.
Yeah, the cap got lifted in a big way in 1996 with the Telecommunications Act, you know, when Bill Clinton
right.
signed that. And that
prior to that, we didn't have, you know, big national collections of radio and television stations like Sinclair Broadcasting or Cumulus or Clear Channel had fewer than 100 stations at that time. And within a year, they had something like 700. And now they want to make it even worse.
That's what I'm reading about this. Mm-hmm. Looks like a Nazi playbook, but I was hoping that maybe you might focus on this a little bit more because this is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because when people only end up with one government-controlled news source, then they can be brainwashed.
Yeah, our government approved. I'm with you.
You know, it limits media's ability to broadcast independently.
I was unaware of this. Thank you for putting it on my radar screen. I will look into it, and we'll be talking about it. Linda, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a free refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Louise loves Vibrance. She uses it every night. She raves about it. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom to get 37% off and free shipping. Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Anything goes weekends. Sean in Chicago. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question and an observation. Question is, do you know anything about the current status of the referenda to get Puerto Rico and Guam stated?
I don't. I would have to look up the current status. I know in Puerto Rico there was a big brouhaha. What, 2 years ago, I think, they had a non-binding resolution?
Yeah, it was last November, actually. It was a non-binding resolution, and it was 57% yes.
Yeah, yeah, it passed. It passed with a majority, but not a two-thirds majority. So I just don't. But I, with regard to Guam, I have no idea. I had reported on the Puerto Rico thing when it happened, and forgive me for getting time bad. I'm terrible with time, but yeah.
That's all right. And a quick thought about. Enemy aliens and all that. I wonder if Donald Trump realized that back in 1917, when his grandparents were immigrants from Germany, mm-hmm. if people thought that the way Trump thinks now had won the day back then, his grandparents would have been sent back to Germany. His parents would never have met, and Donald Trump would never have been born.
Yeah. Well, apparently,
hard enough to realize that?
Yeah, apparently his grandfather came over here because he was trying to avoid the draft, the World War One draft.
And he went to Alaska during the gold rush and ran a couple of whorehouses. That's how Trump made the money.
That's the history, yep. And set up a fantastic role model for little Donald. Sean, thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Good talking to you. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, world peace for music, rhythm, and harmony, but I cannot understand how all these Christians in America are not uproarious over what's happening in Israel. The Nakba started at 47-48 with Netanyahu's father being part of it. Well, now, and that was the original, like you mentioned earlier in the show, that Zionists first said from the river to the, they actually said from the sea to the sea, geographically larger, but they wanted it all four Israelis, no Arabs, no Palestinians, and Netanyahu's father was part of that Nakba, and now Netanyahu's son is completing it. And does not anyone see that that's all they wish to do? Ben Gavir came out and said it.
No,
maybe we want to
kill
them all.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people on the Israeli right who are promoting that. I get it, James. I don't think they're going to succeed, but they've done a mind-boggling amount of damage. And, of course, Hamas handed them the perfect opportunity on October 7th, which was insane. James, thanks for the call. George in
Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, Traverse City, yeah. Okay, hey, that's where Louise and I went for our anniversary, or for our honeymoon. So what's up, George?
Oh, well, I'm trying to figure out and doing research, and I can't figure out who's funding the 50501 movement. Do you happen to know who's funding that?
I do not.
Okay, because we are looking into creating a chapter, but we can't find out who to get a hold of.
Sean, I know we had a conversation a couple of months ago about seeing if we could get somebody from there on. Did you ever get in touch with anybody there? Yeah, no. We haven't had any success in doing that, George. We will continue, though. I mean, we know who the individual people are, which is reassuring. George, thanks for the call. I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you. Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, great rant this morning.
Thank you.
You didn't hold anything back, really.
Yeah, it was Louise's idea, actually. She's good at that kind of thing.
Ah. Yeah. Well, I want to connect the GDP to the climate crisis, if I could. As we know, 70% of the GDP is consumers, but they have an aging and demographic problem, because us older guys don't buy that much. And in order to keep profits up, they use planned obsolescence to offset their declining sales.
Yep.
And, of course, a lack of innovation. The new paradigm is to keep the profits up is to ignore the climate crisis. You know, in a corporation, there's a balance sheet, but there isn't a balance sheet for the country. So when you wipe out the Palisades, or the forest in
You said it very well. I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you very much. Amen. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Natty Atwell, Jamie Holly, Mike, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Marthy Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thank you to you for letting our sponsors know or letting our nonprofit stations know that you're listening and that you support them. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. On Air Force One, on his way to Rome, President Trump asked about tariffs and what it would take to reduce them on China.
Well, I'm not going to drop them unless they give us something that's, you know, substantial. Otherwise, I'm not going to drop them. But it'll all work out. Those things always work out.
In a Time magazine interview, Trump's claiming he's already made 200 trade deals, despite the fact there are only 195 countries in the world. A federal judge saying he strongly suspects that the Trump administration deported a 2-year-old United States citizen with no meaningful process. Russia's top criminal agency is looking into the killing of a senior Russian military officer after officials said a bomb went off overnight in a parked car in Moscow. Russia now accusing Ukraine of being behind the attack. President Trump and the First Lady, as well as dignitaries from around the world, have arrived in Rome for the funeral of Pope Francis. It begins at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. This is ABC News.